class, come over, please. Good evening. My name is Edward Finley. With me this evening are Commissioner Brian D. Bakey, Tanoa D. Brown Glenn, Don M. Bailey, Jerry C. Dockman, and James G. Patterson. The commission now calls for hearing at this time for the purpose of taking non-expert public witness testimony by the number W354, sub-344, in the matter of application of Cal Air Water Service, Inc., North Carolina, 2335, Sanders Road, Northport, Illinois, for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service in all service areas in North Carolina. On March 31, 2015, Cal Air Water Service filed an application with the commission seeking authority to increase its rates for providing water and sewer utility service for all its service areas in North Carolina. On April 30, 2015, the commission issued a order establishing new rate cases and suspending rates. Pursuant to the order, the commission declared this proceeding to be a general rate case pursuant to GS-62-137 and suspended the proposed new rate for up to 270 days pursuant to GS-62-134. On May 11, 2015, Cal Air Water filed its notice regarding the semi-annual SSIC surcharge application. In its filing, the company states that it does not intend to file an application for semi-annual adjustment of the company's commission authorized the SSIC surcharge mechanism on August 1, 2015, where such rider will become effective October 1, 2015. On May 13, 2015, Carolina filed a letter stating that given the timing of its general rate case filing, evidentiary hearing would normally have been set that they give in August or early September 2015. However, at Carolina Water's request, the evidentiary hearing date was extended approximately 30 days October 5, 2015. On May 15, 2015, Carlisle Community Association filed a petition to intervene in this matter, and this petition was granted by order May 19, 2015. On May 22, 2015, the commission issued a further scheduling hearing and requiring customer notice, which among other things, scheduled the application for evidentiary hearing on October 5, 2015, and scheduled the public witness testimony hearing for this date and time in this place. On July 1, 2015, Cal Air Water filed its ongoing 3-year water service improvement charge and system and sewer system improvement charge plan. Several customer statements of position have been filed in this document. Pursuant to the State Ethics Act, Cal Air Water members of the commission have needed to work conflicts of interest and file that any member of the commission has one conflict of interest to talk about it coming across this morning. That's where the fact that there are no conflicts of interest that have been identified. I now call the parties to make their appearances known for the record, beginning with the applicant.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. My name is Charlotte Mitchell with the Law Office of Charlotte Mitchell, appearing on behalf of the applicant. With me tonight is Martin Lashua, who is the Vice President of Operations, and Matthew Klein, who is the State Regulatory President.
Good evening, I'm Gina Holt, the public staff, on behalf of the user and consuming public, and with me tonight is public staff engineer Gina Kassner.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a public hearing where we will take the testimony of the non-expert witnesses, representatives of customers in this area. This is a judicial proceeding, and so the witnesses will have to come up to the witness stand and be sworn in and give their testimony under oath. If we think we have a court reporter, and it will become a record of the matter of this case. And so after we have the technical part of the case in October, that evidence among the other evidence that's taken in the case will be used by the commission to deliberate upon the matter and ultimately render its decision. So you're welcome to come and make your statements. The lawyers and the parties and the commission itself will have the opportunity to ask questions of you to the extent that they think that necessary. So stick around after you make your statement and see if anybody has any questions. This is an opportunity for the customers to testify. A lot of times it's not a public meeting, and a lot of times the witnesses won't ask a lot of questions. That's understandable and appreciated, but this is an opportunity for you to tell us what you want us to hear rather than ask questions. But there are many representatives of the company that are here, representatives of the public staff, and they will be available after the hearing to try to answer questions to the extent there are matters that need to be answered as far as
any questions or concerns?
Martin, someone with a contract, please.
Brian Allen's wife?
You got it.
Put your left hand on the Bible, please, and raise your right. You solemnly swear the testimony about giving this case to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And place yourself comfortable, please.
Could you please say your name?
Brian Allen's wife.
Spell it, please.
The first name and the last name of the Lord.
Your last name?
Allen's wife, A-L-L-E-N-S-P, as in Paul, A-C-H.
And what is your address?
116 Cypress Hill, Glen Moorville.
And are you a customer of Allen's?
Yes.
Please proceed to the second.
Can you get these documents to the commission?
Sir.
I, the data was in the documents from my village. So, and sometimes the road injuries happen in the middle of a month, a year or so. Transition period.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to see Mark, this is Allen's wife, is it Mark?
Mr. Mark.
I think I'm going to go on fire.
Would you identify your exhibit in Allen's wife?
It's the, I live in the harbor. It's a community of about 330 people in Moorville. And utility tank is out, and utility provides us water, not sewer, just water. And so documents are billed from back to 2002 to present. And you can see that the water rates, so this, these numbers are all for, you can see the 6,000 gallons per month. It's just a number that I use because it's in the middle. Some people use more, some people less. So you can see in 2002 through 2006, the rate was 2840. And utilities ain't owned, I don't know how far back to get on it when they acquired it. But at that time, they did own, I guess they rolled it up from Carolina Water Systems. So from that whole period of time, it was 2840. Then in April of 06, Ice Tower Capital purchased the stock of the utilities Inc. And then we had two rate increases, 35%, 22%, based upon my bills at 6,000 gallons. So they held High Star Capital, I'm sure they did fine. And then Corex acquired stock of Utilities Inc. from them in December of 2012. And now we're having more rate increases. So if you go back to 2006 to present, without the increase that's being asked for right now, it's 80%. My Social Security has gone up 1%. The federal government, the Federal Reserve, has poured $3 trillion into this economy, trying to get inflation to 2%. But miraculously, we have a system that can generate 80% inflation over 8 years in a time when the economy is tanked. It's impossible. I mean, the only thing you can do, they can ask for increases all they want. I wish you would say no, because it's unbelievable. It makes no sense. It's impossible. Well, the other thing I'll say is, you see we're paying right now for 6,000 gallons, we're paying $51. In Charlotte, that would be 32, Davidson 31, Mooresville 33. Now, I understand those are municipalities, and they have different, but other than municipalities, 70% make money, 30% don't. So if they can charge half the amount of money and still not lose money, it's impossible that their costs can go up the same as utilities in. There's just no one that can justify any of these increases, and certainly not another.
Hold on a second, so that's a good question. Question.
Oh. What company do you work?
The Harbor.
And you live there since 2002?
Yes.
That's where? Mm-hmm. Have you had any service from?
Not that I've been complaining about.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm in service. It's not in water, but it's from a well. It doesn't justify it. I mean, if it was great water, I would have logged it twice as much today as I did 8 years ago.
Okay. No questions.
Thank you, sir. Ms.
I want to move the admission of Alcott.
No objection on that. Motion is made.
Okay, I'll call Chair Cody Singleton.
Aston Park at a development at the
Osage, which is directly across the Highway 49 from us, has their water managed by Midway Services from Clearwater, Florida. If I got my water from them, it would have been $27.42. Now, the total bill, water and sewer, will go from $80 to $96. That's a 20% increase. This is what's in the rate from utilities. They were given a 12% increase in 2012. They got a 13% increase in 2013. They were granted an increase in both water and sewer for upgrade over their facility. I just think it's outrageous. I think that I can't understand why it is that the water rates are so high from utilities when all around us it certainly is a lot cheaper. And that's all I have to say. The only problems we have is when the electricity goes off and we have pumps to pump the sewer back up, then the sewer backs up because the pumps stop. Now, after several complaints, they did get some generators, and they have a generator that they can put from place to place, as I understand it. But that's the only problem I have. Other than the water quality itself, before we went to show that.
Just a few questions. Mr. Singleton, we appreciate your coming out tonight and sharing your comments with the commission. I have just a few questions for you to follow up on some of the remarks that you made.
Just speak up.
Okay.
These things don't work very well in the
Mr. Singleton, you spoke about water quality concerns that you had prior to the interconnection with the city of Charlotte. Is that correct?
To the
interconnection with the city of Charlotte's water service. Since your community has been interconnected with the city of Charlotte, do you have any concerns about the water quality?
No.
No, nothing further.
Nothing of cost.
Questions by Commissioner Chairman. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Brian Lucas.
I am here. I'm the River Point president of the Homeowners Association. We're requested by a large part of our community to talk tonight just on the 19.3% increase that has been requested by Carolina Water. The question, as it states, is we received a notice. Three-fourths of the clients of Carolina Water need a water decrease, and they've asked to increase River Point residents by 19.3%, 19.1%. You heard from Chesley Singleton about the water rates in and around the River Point residents, or the River Point community, which is less than 100 feet right across the street. Of residents where their water bill would be half of what ours is. I will state we've had a great relationship with Carolina Water. They've been very, from a board standpoint, they've been very responsive. We certainly appreciate that. The water quality prior to the connection with CMUD was suspect at best, and several, including myself, I've lived there since 2001. All of the toilets are etched. The water quality was just such that it was corroding faucets. We had to put a water system in, a cleansing water system ourselves, just to make it palatable to drink, and so that it wouldn't tear the rest of the house up. Certainly increased their, or appreciate the cost that they went through to connect to CMUD. However, I feel that the 2013 increase that they got, over 12%, and I believe that's on the record, and then of course this increase of 19%, I'm just asking the commission to review that in respect to our neighborhood and the homes in our neighborhood, that you would reject that proposal and just consider the cost of that for us, on behalf of us, and given that everybody else, it appears to be getting decreased. That's it.
Just a few questions. Thank you, Mr. Lucas, for your comments. We appreciate your time and your coming here tonight. Are you aware that the rate for usage that's being requested by the company in this rate case is the rate that the city of Charlotte actually charges Carolina Water?
I've been told by Gina that that is what the rate the city charges Carolina Water, but I'm not sure that and why I haven't seen that rate, but I'm unaware that $6.30 is the same rate that Charlotte Met charges all of its own customers.
Understood. Okay. And are you aware that at this time Carolina Water is charging you less than what the city of Charlotte charges Carolina Water for that water?
I'm not aware of that, no.
Okay. Thank you. Looking forward.
Any questions? Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Bill Schill.
So I'll turn the testimony about to give this case for the truth, the whole truth.
I do.
Okay, your name is
Mr. Yes.
Yes,
it's William Schill, S-C-H-E-L-L, and it's 15730 Eagle View Drive, River Point.
Thank you.
I've lived in River Point since 92, so been paying for water for that whole season. And I, like Chesley, I have similar experiences. But the thing here is that in 2013, we had a great increase, 13%. The rest of the community that we all live in, cost of living, salaries, everything else, look at the economic downturn, 13%, I can understand possibly that, but now on top of that, another 19%, makes no sense to me at all. This seems outrageous. I haven't had a salary increase in 5 years, 6 years. So, you know, I've done a lot to conserve water because our water cost is high. And I've done a good job of that, reducing my water use, but it feels like my bill keeps going up. So where's all the savings to me? So it feels like all I'm doing is saving water for the purpose of paying more for it, less. So this is just doesn't add up for me. So I'm just here to urge a vote against this increase. Thank you.
Can you please state and spell your last name to the record?
Jack Ritterstam, RITTERSKAMP.
And with your address?
57 Tappan Hill Crescent Circle, in the Trail, North Carolina.
And what subdivision do you live?
Henry Ridge.
Please proceed.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. I'll make this short and to the point, as this deals with sewage, there's no sewage involved. I will focus on information specific to treatment with my personal categories, which is service of sewage only for the flat rate service. Imagine these people brought up service that relates to their specific situation, that's what I'm going to do also. The summary of effective rates on page 4 of the payment of the sewage operator indicates the percentage of increase for all such sewage service, along with some water increases and decreases. I live in the town of Henry Ridge in Union County, a small city surrounded by larger ones, mostly Indian Trail. I've lived there for almost 40 years and have seen service costs increase, but no other service has grown as rapidly as Carolina water service sewage costs. Let me repeat that last part. The cost of no other service has grown as rapidly as Carolina water service sewage costs. Taxes have doubled in that length of time, but we received new schools and have more police on the road. Water costs have risen, but being home by the county, the water service has kept their costs in check. Not so in the sewer service, since the system was sold to Carolina water service many years ago. Last year, in a similar proceeding, Carolina Water Service proposed an increase of some 40% from being $40 per month to $56. This was allowed for a few months and then reduced by further commission action to $45, about a 10% net increase. This year, the increase will be to $54, only $2 less than what they asked for a year ago. I appreciate that it costs money to operate any facility, and that employees' wages and benefits continue to increase. But the overall cost of living, and likely the overall cost of operation for sewage service, has not gone up by one-fifth in a span of 12 months, much less one-third during 2 years. Looking at the metered service cost on page 2 of the residential service indicates an increase of 20% also there, but that's metered service. Those of us on flat all have the opportunity of receiving metered service. If I were paying metered service rates, I would be much less expensive than the flat rate. At one time, the sewer and water were both built by the county. At that time, we made it based on actual usage. I would very much like the Carolina Water Service to prorate my bill based on usage, or better yet, sell our part of the system back to the county. In short, I object to the increased proposed costs and would like the commission to do something other than simply allow the company to continue to raise its rates on a year-after-year basis. Every company deserves a chance to make a reasonable profit, but the key word in this is reasonable. By my definition, a 32% increase in 2 years is not reasonable. Certainly, my income has come nowhere near increasing by that amount, nor do I know anyone else who has consistently seen those types of gains. It is unreasonable for expenses to increase that dramatically in such a relatively short period of time.
Questions, Mr. Brooks? Yeah. Mr. Brooks, can I supervise your questions?
Beaumont County.
Thanks. Thank you for coming tonight. Those appear to be all the witnesses that have signed up on the public staff list, so I'm inquiring this time if there are people in the audience who would like to testify who have not yet had the opportunity to do so.
like to have in.
Did you read that verbatim?
Almost.
Okay, well, we'll give to the corporate board to the extent that there's something actually that we didn't say will make sense in the letter.
Thank you.
All right, it appears that there are no other people in the hearing room that would like to testify. So we appreciate you coming out tonight. I hope you dodged the rainstorm, but we'll conclude here at this point. Thank you for coming.